Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ye bazibwe nyo bana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Katuongere tudize Katonda engari za manyi.
Let's add God a mighty hand clap.
Oya tukunganyiza ngalero.
Has gathered us as today.
Aliyokatu igirizo okugasa.
That he may teach us to profit.
Mukama wafu Yesu yagamba.
Our Lord Jesus said.
Yohane sura yo mukaga.
In John chapter 6.
Okutandika olunyo abi mwebbi.
Starting from verse 22.
Paka olwa makumi asatu.
Up to verse 30.
Jitange bwataba walula.
My Father does not draw you. Temuyinza kujaje. You cannot come unto me.
We thank
the Father Almighty.
Even
though he bases above all the heavens. And he
bases
their work in all. He
passes
through all. And he seeks for us.
Fulfilling
in Ephesians 4. Verse 6. That one God. Father of all.
He
is above all. He passes through all. And he works through all.
See,
he bases above the heavens.
He
best to seek you. Where is best to gather you? The Almighty. Great in castle. And he took castle. The seasons like this. You be among those.
He seeks
to teach to profit. Not to profit you alone. But to profit nations.
Profit
lands and nations. To profit all people. And
then
the Father draws us. Not go to the world.
Who
knows as the Son Jesus. He just awaits for us in the flock of the Father. And the Holy Spirit, he leads us. And
he
give us power to go. But one who seeks us is the Father.
We
want to give him glory and honor. Even though he's great,
he
does not despise the person.
He
has written about him in
Job
chapter 36, verses 5. Even though God is great, not despise the person.
See
how he honors you. As he
bases
above the heaven. And he comes to seek you. Because he speaks. Jeremiah 25:27.
What he is
can hide from him. Anyone who can hide from him. You see how he's
drawn
you. How he's drawn you. He has brought you.
The
counsel of his words. That he may teach you to profit.
Almighty.
We give you glory and honor. We'll come to most your praises, Father.
We'll come
praises of the chief shepherd of heavens and earth. Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank him.
Tell him Jesus.
Manyimpita mubinji lero.
through much today. Tomorrow is mine. But say you save me.
Chapter 5.
Unyweze tumwebili Nti mukama tuli bajulizi Wamuno omwoyo omutukuvu Tunyweze okubera bajulizi we kigambo Wamuno omwoyo omutukuvu omujulizi omukulu Ajulira mugule kusi Tunyweze Bera nafu omujulizi omukulu Omwoyo wa mazima Omwoyo wa mazima Tunyweze Nekire mwalaika likole wamu nafu Tutukirize kigambo Nabu chandu kwa mzaburi ya chukumi nyasa Nabu chandu kwa mzaburi ya chukumi sato Unyo makumi ya bili Ba maraika bazira ba amani Aba tukirize chigambo cha katula Aba uliye dobo zili ya chigambo cha Na tucho ogera na tuchivuria Leka ba chitukirize Chitu kuseme timajari itako kutukulisibwa Chikorera aba teke duwa kukorera wabu kama Kufanga mchigambo cha mwemuri oburamu Mwemuri ya karira Mwemuri oburamu wengi kara karira Webare chitafu Webare yesu Tugudewe We
open our spirits.
Open up
our eyes to see. And you show us great things. You show us marvelous things.
Tulabi okumanya okusukuru
make us to see exceeding knowledge
tulabi amagezi
make us to see wisdom
tubikulira amagezi agali muchigamba amaiti
wisdom in the word exceeding wisdom
tubikulira okutegeera okwewunyisha
amazing understanding
tubikulira okita muchigamba
cho through your words
tubikulira mukama tubikulira okukutya mukama tuchawe chibi tuyambe banje okuva muchibi webare
thank you
tubikulira moyo wa mukama your message diwa cha katonda ayo moyo wa mazima
buri
chuma shikati
gifu
buri chuma tuogere ya ma
Then when we speak to nations, as we sit where you teach, you fill us your fullness of knowing you, fullness of your presence, fullness of your heart. Every prayer has become revivals. Thank you, Lord. I request you sit down. Moved again to gather us that he may teach us to profit as he fulfills all scriptures because when he spoke he says Isaiah 48:17 see I am the Lord who teach you how to profit I show you the way you have to go even I lead you
verses
1 downwards
that
will come to pass in the latter days the mountain of the house of God It will be on the top and nations will flock upon it and they will come be taught by God
it's the
promise in Micah chapter 4 yes it's the one in Haggai 2
and
he said it will come to pass in the latter day the mountain of the house of God it will be on the top above all the mountains and they will come and be taught by God
see how
the spirit of truth presence
we move
to thank him Lord John chapter 14 verse 26 when the spirit of truth will come he will teach you all he reveals to you all we thank God who has gathered us we give glory and honor all days right now in this time on
it's
moving you to prepare
in
us as we go to campaign revival praise Jesus
much
as we go where in campaign revival
yes
Praise Jesus much. Have to remember his word always. That is
this
in the second Chronicles. Chapter 20. And he said that believe in the Lord. You will be established.
But
still believe in his prophets. Then you will be prosperous. Yes. That word. As we go to campaign revival. Yes.
We are
going to introduce to the people that we come from the new generation of the full knowledge of God which was promised of old.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We come in the ministry from the ministry of the full knowledge of God. The ministry of the new generation which was promised of God. Spoken in the Psalms chapter 78 verses 6 up to 8
and
which fulfills the promises of God those spoken of the earth will be filled knowledge of God yes we are led why do you want to speak of the one who leads you it will give you victory
amen Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because we shall reach and say,
campaign revival,
come on campaign revival
restoration,
and restoration of all things that God spoke in his prophets. We are there from the beginning, the Old and New Testaments.
If you
know the way they were, the way they have to be, and the way they will be forever. In preparing all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of ages. And we've come to mobilize you to join on this work and you give them scriptures. We come from the ministry that we've spoken of. Yes. The one leading us, it will be very important. Sure. It's very bad never to speak of one who leads you. They say we're going to be knowing many things in the word of wisdom. It's very important after you've introduced what has brought you in that place and to introduce where you've come from to introduce one who leads you on God's behalf. Yes. What does it say in the Chronicles? Second Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20.
Ne bagolokoka encha mu macha ne bafuluma mu ddungu erye tokowa. Nti ne bagolokoka encha mu macha ne bafuluma mu ddungu erye tokowa. Awo bwe balinga bafuluma Yekosafati nayimirira nayogera nti mumpulire mwa Abayuda namwe ababeera mu Yerusalemi. Mukirize Mukama Katonda wammwe bwe mutyo bwe munanywezebwa. Mukirize bannabbi be bwe mutyo.
And they rose early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. Yes. Praise
Amen.
Jesus much. As we have gone
in campaign
revival,
Tubagamba,
we tell them,
tuze okubategeza,
we have come to tell you
kukuitibwa okugenda maso kwensi yonna,
about the worldwide call which is moving on.
Katonda nga atuyita okukola revival,
and God is calling us to do revival,
n'okuzza obuggya okw'ebintu byonna,
and restoration of all things.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
And we come from the ministry of the full knowledge of God, and we are called the new generation.
It's
right in the other place that ministry was promised in these scriptures. We are led. Why is that like that? Because before you first introduced God. Yes.
Wow.
What has brought us in this area to tell you of the worldwide call which is moving on from there 2022. God is called Uganda spearhead. Final work on this planet Earth. The revival of all things. We come from this ministry. And you explain. Now what follows now? Before you explain more than that, we are led. Why is it like that? Told you in 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20.
When
he rose to tell them, he told them, Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, you shall be established. When we believe God, we are established. It's the reason why we introduce him before always.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because God, we believe him, we be established.
But
believing the servant is put before you, which is what makes you prosper. For he said, believe in the prophets, so shall you prosper. Praise Jesus much. When you believe God, you can be established.
Then
you are there being shaken every time, yet you never fall.
But
the problem, you cannot just reach the victory until you believe his prophets. Believe the servant put before you. There are people who say, after I have believed God,
the
issues of that servant does not concern me. Have you seen the problem? Have you seen another problem? Yes.
Say,
I believe the God he speaks about.
But
me, I cannot honor that man, leave me. I cannot honor that woman. How can they send him to lead us? Yes, he preaches God to us. But no, no. No, no.
It's
not worthy of to be honored.
Uh-oh.
You are joking. Haven't you knocked, you think? Yes. Now there are those who say, many people have gotten the gospel of full knowledge here. Now when they reach out there, they cannot speak where they have gotten it from. Even the one who gives it to them, the Lord gives it to
yes.
us. Yes.
Na ye mumubaka chi.
But through which messenger?
Wanji?
Are we there? That is going to cause you never be established and never to prosper. For God will say, now why establish you? I will not establish you. And I will not make you prosperous. I was established when you believed me.
But
the problem you've got is
the
servant refused to honor me. No more going to establish you. Even prosperity, I'm not to give it to you. Yes. Have you read well? We must appear to live in God, we be established. And we have to be. And we believe in his prophets.
The
servant put before us. That we be prosperous. You have many scriptures. All prayers, they are in the scriptures.
But
not yet prospered, you know there is a reason why. Not be lifted yet.
Many
of you I know here. God has failed to see where he put you to minister from. Because you believe God whom the minister preached to you, but minister, you still refuse to believe him 100%. Both are to be believed. If we are to be established, and then we see prosperity, we see the victory. Praise Jesus much. Let's repeat the Chronicles. Second Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 20.
Nebagoloko kencha mu macha, nebafuruma mu dongo erye Tekoa. Abo bwe balinga bafuruma, Yekosafati nayimirira nayogera nti, mumpulire, mwabayuda, ne mwababeera mu Yerusalemi. Mukirize Mukama Katonda wammwe, bwe mutewe munanywezebwa. Mukirize bannabbi be.
And they rose early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Yes. Believe in the Lord, God, you be established. Believe his prophets, you will be prosperous.
Amen.
If you believe God, establish you, don't get moved. Join on believe his prophets.
Or
servants is sent to you. He gives you victory. He blesses you. Right there, there have been a great aspect of a fight. Right in the churches out there. Yes. There they try to see you believe the prophets. Yes. And you forget to believe God. Yes.
And you end, you're not established. Even the blessing is keep being moved. Outside, it changed. Yes. In religions, in the beliefs hanging there, even in the false salvation,
try
to see the prophet is very honorable and is believed so much.
Whether
they lie or they speak truth. Out there they kill faith towards God and they show us that God is their God. We believe their God, not our God. But the truth is we have to believe God. We be established.
Believe
his servants is put before us.
We
be blessed and we prosper. Now there are some among you. You have still failed to put those two things on scales.
And
even there where we are going, many preach you don't want even to hear speak. Who teaches you to profit? That it is God. Where do you find him? There is his teaching priest that out there. Now you, yes, God teach how to profit. But if you eat from a saucepan and after you defecate in it, or you wash it very well and you prepare it and you wait another meal, you think, because I am a plate to get food to eat, being one who put food on this saucepan does not honor it, and you think, the honor of food and the plate, are they not the same? But at times, the honor and the glory of plate is more than the food, because the plate is filled of much food. Yes.
That's
right.
Even
tomorrow you get to eat from that
same
place. Also got food of the other time from there.
You
think that food plate is not worthy to be cleaned? As we honor that plate, after we praise the cook and it is God,
this plate
where he puts the apostle and you get to eat, is it not worthy also to be honored? Now he sees you very well.
He says,
God is teaching me, yes. And he asks, you think the teaching priest is it? Not me who taught him, and don't I work with him? You want to despise my fellow co-worker? You can believe your fellow worker and is despised, and you are just. We believe God, we are established. We believe prophets has given us, and we see the blessing, and we prosper. Praise Jesus much. And our victory, it is on two sides. Spiritual victory, and we have treasure enough that
we
have. Even physically, we are given that victory.
For
in the first John, in the third John, verses 1 and 2, he says like this. Third John, verses 1.
Nzo mukadde mpandikira Gayo omwagalwa gwenjagala mazima.
The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth.
Omwagalwa nandyagadde mu bintu byonna, oberenga okula era obere n'embulamu obulungi, nga n'emmeeme eyo bwekula.
Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Yes. English speaks of it well. That I pray for you.
oberenga owangula
that you keep prospering
utuke mbulamu obulungi
live in good health
obweyagaza obomunsi
life that of the world
atenga nomoyo guwangula
spirit is prospering
weyongera ko obugaggo obwokumanya bwe guwangula
moves on get treasure of knowledge and is prospers
ondegede bulungi
have you understood me well
kati habamu
now some
tugenda kubera bwetu
we are going to be like this
ugenda kukiriza katonda
you're going to believe god
ayinzo kukunyweza
he may establish you
na kunyweza no bera
he establish you are always here
nenga tulaba mukisa
but you do not see the blessing
ngatula wangu sibona
you don't see any victory
ngamori mburoko
jo you want to
you are hungry byandi kuwabinji
I'm here to speak many scriptures
nenga mubashingo obutalaba mukisa munsi
muokulembera those who do not see a blessing in the world you achieve
bwenjogera bwentu waliwe mtima jya abantu bitegeera kati kyenjiga
like this the hearts of people who understand now what I tell them
igwenga wera bulambuwo
self in your life
yawa ndikwo bitegeera bulungi
because you understand them well
wewe waje wakiriza ako katonda
when you came you just believed god
no wera nemisa nezitenkana
you had skills not balanced
wera biro kukirizo mwereza akutereddwa mmaso
god believe the minister put before you
adonaga akankunyweza obere wo anu
god establish you be here in salvation yes
ngina kunyiga
I'm going to squeeze you
no uri okoberawo
and then you hang there
kusane guko wanombura mu bwabo
yeah, in the usual life
Wowe.
my
ato ina nokunyweza babunyweza bamburokore
we just be established in salvation
lewe singana ngane mbuwere zato situka
even in ministry you don't be lifted
tosituka
you cannot be lifted
kubanga abakutedo muwerezo
he said there is the one is going to
tell kulo mutware wali
lift him take this one there
kureveri mje kweno mteke kweno
other level moving from this to the other level
ndatengo ready to mukiriza
yet you do not believe him
ngatumusamu chitibwa
you do not honor him
kati usobola okubeerawo
how you can be there
wenga muchibino oli mombozi
you in the congregation you are legitimate
ee uzungozunga buzungiro mutukula bena kuzo
we see you all days you are around
bojira notwogeramu amafuku lebo bojira noberawo
big ill of us yet you remain here among us
rosi tukambuwereza bonna
lifted in the ministry
mumubiri toinachi weyongera ko
in the flesh nothing increase on you
bwanga kunganyo kunganyiza mubi
fellowship you fellowship and gather for the thief
ingu kunganye byenfuna
you gather your finances
kunganyiza mubi
you gather for the thief
Karuna ine chikuri mochate kawao
God has a curse he puts there.
Nagawa banyika akati.
And he say you know what?
Ono ina miza nezitenka na
yeka. This one is scales with no balance.
Anzikiriza.
He believes me. Yes, yes.
Kamunyweza abere wao.
Let me establish them be around.
Noberawo.
And you are there.
Murokore noberawo.
Ona again you remain there.
Karito wera biranga.
Now never forget.
Ubulambungu utambula.
In your life as you
move. Ubokiriza katonda.
If you believe God.
Ukirizanga noyo gwakutumira.
Also you believe one he sends to you.
Usamu katonda echitibo.
You honor God.
Usanga mwechitibo yo gwakutumira.
Always honor one he sends to you.
Kubanga ye katonda.
Because him God.
Abaye sala wo kusha mkozi munne echitibo.
Decided to honor his fellow worker.
Bwayogera mbakolise chokubiri mukaka.
When he speaks 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
Tuli abakoza amune katonda.
How we co-work us together with God.
Nasubira kudira muwereza
munne. Cannot get his fellow servants.
Yena abanga amwisha mwechitibo.
And he despises him.
Kubanga aja kuba katonda atandisa ati okwe kubendobo.
Because God will begin to have contradicted himself.
Chinewa nkubadde mukuru.
That boy is mighty.
Tanyoma muntu
yena. He does not despise any person.
Ngabwa yogera myobwa satumukaza stand.
Big Job 36 verse 5.
Izujazi soma.
Those you will read him.
Nemu kama wafu Yesu.
But our Lord Jesus.
Yatulage chintu chino jichikoma.
He showed us this thing where it ends.
Muyokane suli 10 nenya.
In John chapter 14.
Yagamba.
He said.
Mukwirize katonda.
Believe in God.
Nange muzikiri.
Me to believe in me.
Abamu bagamba.
Now some they say.
Mutume.
Now apostle.
Ati yekubide campaign.
He's campaigning for himself.
Era bwemba sikubye campaign yeno toja wangula
not made this campaign it will not be prosperous
kati ngolendia
now what should I do
nina kuba campaign
I have to do this campaign
kubana ngisa kubera nabanaku
me too I don't want to be people who are wretched
njagalo jengo limuna kuma kama abeko cha kufura moyone mubi
makes you in the spirit and the flesh Know what it means to help a person all days? It means to fail on them in the midst there. You want to help them, at the other time you will be one to help you. You want to preach to them, at the other time you will preach to others. Are we there?
Now
let me do this campaign.
Yes.
I don't want you to go where we are going. And you reach there, begin to show off yourself there. Because you will not prosper from there. You will cast yourself spiritually and physically.
And
you reach the other seasons.
The
congregation has come. We've done the campaign.
And
no position has been given to
us.
And you say, it is us who made this campaign.
Yet,
when you went there, there are things you did which are not right there. Go there with all knowledge God has given you. The rich ask you now, where did you get this? God teaches us in the visions, the dreams, even the trance.
Urim,
they keep coming down.
You
read John 14, we finish. We finish the word of wisdom and that of understanding. John chapter 14, verses 1.
Omutima gwamwe tegwera likiriranga. Mukirize Katonda, era nange munzikirize.
Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God and believe also in me. Yes.
You
wanted to worry how you will live. Refuse to believe God.
You
refuse to believe his servant, you will see it.
Yes,
Jesus made a campaign there to save us. Many times in John chapter
8,
others say he honors himself. He says, there who honors me. This time he came out and said, no, if I leave them like this, you will not overcome. You will not be established. You will not overcome. Believe God, you believe also in me. There he showed promises come from that, which exceed those of the world. If you believe me,
say,
believe God, it's the main thing. The second, me to believe me.
Them
if they do it and the scales are balanced well. Then what follows? Let's read verse 2. John chapter 14, verses 2.
Mu nyumba ya kitange mulimo ebizimbe ebigulumivu bingi ebyokubeeramu.
In my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Verse
3.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Yes. He told them, believe in God, him I preach to you. Me too preach to you. You believe me. If you believe me, in my father's house, there are many storied mansions.
That
I'm going to prepare places for you. After I prepare for you, I will come for you. I take you, we all live there. Have you understood well? Told them, I'm sure if you believe God,
me
too, you believe me who preach him to you. I'm sure you must reach in my father's house.
And
there are many storied mansions. But remember, he has first told them, even on this world, you're going to receive a blessing. Because he says, one who believes a prophet, they believe him.
It means
in another way. It is very hard to believe God before you believe one he has sent to you.
Kubanga.
Because he is the one going to preach God to you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So when we read
in the Matthew chapter 10,
agamba what?
He says like this.
Matayo sura ya 10 n'olunyiriri ola 40.
Matthew chapter 10 verse 40.
Akiriza mwe ngakiriza nze. Akiriza nze ngakirize yantuma.
He that receives you receiveth me, and he that receives me receive him that sent me.
He
yes.
Akiriza abatume.
One who believe the apostles
obaba weereza ba
mukama. All servants of God in brackets.
Akiriza Yes.
They believe Jesus.
He,
yes. For the disciples of Jesus.
Atakiriza Yesu.
The one who believed Jesus.
Akiriza chitafe ya mutuma.
It's the Father who sent him. After he explains like this. Matthew chapter 10 verse 41.
Akiriza nabi, mulinya lya nabi, aliwe wempera ya nabi. Na yakirizo mutukirivo, mulinya lya mutukirivo.
He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward.
He...
Yes. If you receive a prophet, you're given a reward of a prophet. If you believe him, now imagine. Me, I see you have many things you've missed. Yes. Because you can offload everything back to me of knowledge. If you believe. Yes.
Even
blessing of the world, you can offload it and get the whole of it. That Jesus said it. That you're going to do what I've done. Even greater works. But now you are there. That you believe God. And deserving to believe him. You are there 50-50 with him.
I'm 50-50.
Okay, God, I honor him, but that minister. No. And if he's a youth and they are aged people and that boy preaches God. Who tells you I'm a boy? Told you they did not despise your youth. Yes, tomorrow we get aged. All the years we are in there. But the main thing who has sent us.
Hey.
Yes.
Muriwano.
You are here. Everyone with their scales not balanced in a way. Even God is waiting for you. In the time of flooding. You want to load everything I have, you've not yet believed me. Even to honor me.
I
want to get that anointing. I pray. Until you will believe God. Honor him as it's worthy. You believe that the apostle. Honor him as it's worthy. And then you get of that reward. God does not eat pan or things of God.
That's
been born, it can move with its mother instantly.
You
repeat the verse 41. Matthew chapter 10 verse
41.
He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. Yes. If you receive the prophet in the name of prophets, you can offload to yourself whatever he wants and he has. Yes. That is why you see. Prophet Elisha, as he humbled
to prophet
Elisha, he lifted
honors him. He said,
I want you to ask what you want.
Say,
I wanted a portion of the Spirit on you. Yes. Loaded upon him two portions. But to prove when you believe a prophet, he has a special working. He can say, Father, Master, you man has humbled much on me.
I'm
ending in understanding here. But multiply for him double. And they give him. Yes. I
would
have told you secrets there. Jesus said to the disciples, if you believe me,
what
I've done, you do greater works than this.
And
even give you more than a portion he has. Yes.
You
can afford everything he has. And you can tell him,
pray
for me more than that you had. There are those who say now, also blessing of treasure of knowledge, you have much of it.
But cash,
the riches of cash, money. You've not thought of seasons. God has
He
not hidden and blinded those your eyes?
But
I have much riches of cash.
You know
it, can you even they account it?
Failed
even of Lord now for your not yet seen. Look at that one. That apostle has riches of knowledge.
So,
asking riches physically, don't go. He does not have that. But still, you know, treasure of knowledge, you never knew it until I revealed it to you that I have it. Now it means, even riches of cash, sure, I'm not sure you that I have it. Not yet still been revealed. There are those who say, no, this kind of sickness, we are not taking it to apostle. Because
this
book of healing is gifts that don't move much. We don't see the
gifts.
But I have saved your spirits. You think the body, it is hard. A person sent to save spirits. Spiritual sickness, no doctor can handle them. Sickness, healing, immorality, violence. You think HIV is the problem? It can't be cancer. But as you say, what is not revealed is not ours. May God help you be revealed of them.
At
trouble you have, lady or gentleman, when I go in detail, you can see your scales are not balanced in believing
unto
God and unto that prophet.
They
have also have sickness, they have consumed them.
I know
they are too much on you. But you are in believing God.
He say,
okay, believe me, don't worry. Until you will believe my servant, I will heal you. Man came believing God.
He came to
prophet Elijah.
Elisha
said, go in the river.
He
marched seven times there. He said, you, prophet, you're so familiar. You don't know if I have come. I am Naaman. Naaman with his leprosy. I'm king of Syria.
He
God of prophet Elisha, but he had never believed Elisha. You think he would have refused what he was commanded to do? He
knew
he's going to lay hands on him and tells him, may God heal you. He said,
when you came, he must
serve his people's commanded.
This
prophet,
I know what has failed you also there. You are there with a sickness too much on you. Yes. Teaching, it teaches. Anointing, healing, he does not have it. And I see you. And I see Western people coming to be healed here. Americans, Chinese.
They
are going to believe there is anointing which heals. For Nazareth, where he was born, he didn't work many miracles there.
For
reason they never believed that prophet. Yes. You look at yourself. See, even when you welcome the righteous person in the name of the righteous one, you can get a portion from them. You don't take it, you get it as theirs. That's why he tells us, every person you glorify the other, every person glorify the other. And you do not think your own things alone, but even of others. If you welcome those as a brethren, know you can get a portion from them. If you honor them,
and
they are a righteous one of God,
indeed,
and they are righteous, you know them.
No,
just welcome them in your home, honor them,
you
got a reward like theirs. Many have failed portion, finding your neighbor, your despising from realizing. Blessings, I see them everywhere, in every angle. That's why no matter how you come and you appear, honorable, we are happy to see you. I have blessing I move to get from you. Your own blessing, I receive it.
Yes,
some not yet opened up their blessings. But me, when I will come them in honor, they are worthy. I access their blessing quicker than before they access it. And they get of their portion. In season they'll be perfect.
Before they are perfect,
I pick, get it in advance. Now, as you will see,
the
blessings I have, they never end.
Yeah, you know,
he's the one with blessing of knowledge, blessing of riches of the world, everything. God shall speak of them when God accepts it. Means we had begun to speak about them. May God bless you. Believe in God. Believe in His servants. You be established. You see blessings. You overcome all days. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.